Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I know the rules, and so do I. I'm sorry. If y'all were watching the rest of that Heat game and you saw the ending, the Houston Rockets Arena was playing Never Gonna Give You Up, aka the Rick Roll song, at the end of their games. I don't know if they just do that after losses or after wins, but this song is very catchy. Here I am in the year 2024 getting Rick Rolled. Anyways, the Miami Heat won a basketball game, 119-104 in particular, versus the Houston Rockets. Now, yesterday's video was angry. Today, I feel pretty good. Also, I do appreciate the support on yesterday's video. That's probably the most animated I've ever gotten a video. But it was frustrating, and it was hard times for Heat Nation. And you know what happens when there's hard times? You get a hero. And tonight, that was the return of Tyler Hero. Yes, we saw the tweet earlier today that said, I think it was, I don't know who said it first, Ira Winterman maybe said that Tyler Hero is suiting up tonight. Well, I think we actually heard the news yesterday that he would travel. And when you hear that someone's going to travel, the boy is playing. And we kind of knew he wasn't going to start tonight. Tyler Hero came off the bench. If you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, Spo should bench Tyler. You know, that's something I've been saying is for a while. Not because I think Tyler's bad. I think Tyler's a great player, and I think this team is better with Tyler Hero. But I just think it's more optimal a fit with him off the bench. But obviously, you know, since that time, Tyler Hero missed quite a lot more time than we anticipated. And at this point, with five games left in the season, we kind of knew Spo had no choice than to just, you know, slowly bring Tyler back off the bench. Is it permanent? Is it temporary? I don't even think Spoelstra knows. I think he kind of wants to see how things are going. And a lot of that will be determined not only on the Heat's success and Tyler Hero's success, but also Duncan Robinson's success, who had a pretty nice game today himself, 10 points, 3-6 shooting overall for him. But anyways, let's talk about the game a little bit. Nothing really too much interesting. The Heat pretty much led most of the game. They never really broke it open until pretty late in the fourth, though, where I think they had the same lineup in there the entire fourth quarter, which included no Jimmy Butler. I think it was Tyler Hero, Hayward Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez, Bam Adebayo, and was it Caleb Martin, I believe? That unit pretty much rolled the whole fourth quarter, in which the Heat outscored them 26-21. And that was enough to get the Heat up around 15 points or so. And they pretty much rode that to the finish line. So we'll go ahead and go through the box score a little bit, so I can share my thoughts on every player and kind of what we saw tonight. So we'll go ahead and go in order. We'll start with Jimmy Butler, 22 points for him, 6 of 14. Yesterday, I was very, very critical of him because I thought he was terrible. But today, you saw a more assertive effort for Jimmy Butler. The 8 free throw attempts, hit all 8 of them. That obviously is the best sign of his aggressiveness. And more importantly, he was actually trying to attack when he was out there, which wasn't a lot because he only played 28 minutes tonight after playing, almost 39 minutes yesterday. So it is nice that he got to get a little bit of a break. And that's, of course, because that unit that started fourth quarter played really well. And you didn't have to get Jimmy too much minutes. Critical, because the next game is a huge one. But we'll get into that at the end of this video. Nikola Jovic today, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Did a little bit of everything out there. Only played 15 minutes tonight. I wonder if that's going to be about what we see for him the rest of the season. Now that you got Kevin Love back, now that Hayward Highsmith has earned his spot in the rotation, those minutes for those guys have to come from somewhere, and I think they might come from Nikola Jovic. Now, in the past, you know, when Jovic first started starting, he was really only getting run to start the first half and to start the third quarter. We did see him in some other spurts, you know, in between, interspersed within the second quarter. Again, I guess I don't think he got in that fourth quarter, but I'll be curious to see. I'm not even sure with regards to the rotation. I might talk about it a lot today and over the next couple of days. I don't think Spo will ever have it set in stone. We know he's done a better job over the last couple years of keeping guys in the rotation when they're playing well, when they're having a nice game, instead of sticking by the book, you know, and keeping everything, you know, the same on a game-by-game basis. Because in years past, I'd get frustrated. You have a guy hot or a guy has a nice matchup, and Spo would sub him out just because the book said to sub him out. But over the last couple years, I think Spo's gotten better at that. So I think he will judge his rotations on a game-by-game basis. Jovic really didn't do much in that first quarter. If he would have came out and hit a couple threes, maybe he would have got a lot more run in the second quarter. And I think that'll be the case with every guy on the Miami Heat. So tonight it just happened to give Jovic 15 minutes. Bam Adebayo did get 33 minutes. Like I said, he played nearly the whole fourth quarter. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists for him, 7 of 12.
That's what you love to see, because yesterday he had similar statistics, you know, without the assist, but he was very, very inefficient. He's too big. The shots he takes are too close to the rim to be shooting that low into the 40%. And today you get 58% from Bam Adebayo, which is great. And obviously he was pretty good defensively as well. The Rockets don't really have a ton of bigs. They were also missing Amen Thompson, who is not a big, but he probably plays some four for them. So Bam should have a great game, and he did tonight. Duncan Robinson, we talked about him earlier, hit his first three of the game, and you knew the boy was feeling a little bit of pressure, because as soon as Tyler's back, Duncan was sweating a little bit because he knows his starting spot might be up for grabs. But I feel like Duncan was pretty fine tonight. I know some people were mentioning this. I watched Tobin's video yesterday. He's saying that he noticed Duncan not moving as well since coming back from the back injury, which, yeah, I've noticed too, but at the time it was only two games, you know, so I think a guy can get more than two games to kind of get the rust off a little bit. That's why I personally wasn't concerned. And I do think Duncan was moving a little bit better tonight, but it's only been three games. It's still something I want to monitor, you know, the next five games or the last five games of this regular season. And then Terry was there tonight, 13 points, four rebounds, three assists. One of his more quiet games in a while. But he was 4 for 10, and, you know, the limited shots is something you would expect with the return of Tyler Hero. The team getting more healthy in general, and just he didn't have to play the fourth quarter either. But overall, he's had a very good couple weeks, so my outlook on Terry Rozier is positive at the moment, because, 14 games ago, it wasn't. So we feel good about Terry Rozier. Caleb Martin was very good tonight as well. He's a guy that got almost 30 minutes again, was because he was playing that fourth quarter. 9 points for him. Kevin Love, after his maybe his best game in his Heat tenure last game, got 6 points, five rebounds today in 14 minutes. He was all over the glass. And if you are watching these games, you can see that Kevin Love is easily one of the most critical pieces to this Miami Heat team. What he brings from an IQ standpoint on both sides of the floor, on offense, he's finding guys wide open. He's sort of orchestrating in the half court offense, which is something the Heat have been very poor. They're kind of poor in the full court and half court offense. Even today, they messed up like a 3-on-1 fast break. But he's very good at orchestrating the offense in the fourth quarter, setting screens for guys, finding guys back door, and also pushing pace with that outlet pass. And defensively, he's been very good at rotating, drawing charges, obviously, getting in the lane, but also finishing the defensive possessions with his rebounds. And we know this Miami Heat team is a poor offensive rebounding team and defensive rebounding team because they're small. But Kevin Love is a guy that does a pretty decent job covering up a lot of those holes. So essentially, his importance is because they don't have a lot of guys that can do what he can do. Right. That's, you know, kind of reminds me, if you listen to the OG's podcast with UD and Mike Miller, by the way, they shouted me out on their recent episode because I had like a fan question for them. They always talk about, though, how Chris Bosh was the most important player on the big three Heat teams. Not the best, but the most important player, because he provided a role that not anyone else could do on that team. And obviously, I'm not saying Kevin Love is Chris Bosh. He's nowhere near that caliber at this current day of Kevin Love. But he does provide those things that they need. And then we'll talk about, I guess, we'll save Tyler for last. You got Jaime Jaquez, 12 points in 19 minutes. Hit a couple threes, so he was looking well. He's starting to get his rust off, or maybe get more healthy a little bit over the last couple, which is important. Because with all these guys starting to get healthy, you're wondering what the minutes are going to look like for Jaime. I don't know if he's thinking about that. You don't want it to get into his head. So it's nice that Spo's able to still find him a decent amount of minutes and for Jaime to continue to play well, because I think that's important for his confidence. And Hayward Highsmith, only 4 points today, because the boy has been killing it on the offensive end. But obviously, they really didn't need him too much today, but I thought he was fine. Now, the story of the game, the return of Tyler Hero after last playing at the end of February. It's been a little over a month. This Heat offense has suffered. And you got Tyler Hero back tonight, ladies and gentlemen, who played 25 minutes, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 7 of 14 shooting. And he was a plus 11 for the third highest plus minus on the team. I felt like Tyler was good today, man. You love to see those, what was it, did I say 5 or 6 assists? The 6 assists for him, finding guys all over the place, finding Bam, and he was getting guys off of cuts and off of lobs, and even when they weren't assists, he was pushing pace, and he was part of offensive possessions in which there was a lot of ball movement, which led to a great shot. The Heat had a couple of those today, that Spurs basketball where you get 6, 7, 8, 9 passes, you had those today, and that's obviously when this Heat offense is at their best. Why they don't always play like that, I don't know. Why they don't play like that late in the fourth quarter most of the time, I don't know. But when they do it, it's very nice. And if y'all remember before Tyler Hero's injury, he was becoming more of a point guard, especially because it had Terry Rozier. And his assist numbers were up. So it was nice to see him kind of come back right in today. And yeah, he had 17 points, but I do feel like he had a heavy focus on the facilitating, which is very important. We did see him get a little bit of run with Terry Rozier, even though they didn't start together. I was hoping to see that, right? Because if Tyler Hero is going to start at some point, or if you'll need him to start, that was a big question mark. And it's not enough sample size to give an opinion on, but I feel like they were fine. You know, at least in the few minutes that Terry and Tyler played together, I don't think that there was any glaring weaknesses or anything like that. But scoring-wise, too, it was nice to see Tyler not look too rusty. His first bucket, he got off with a little nice mid-range pull-up, something that adds another dynamic to this team that really only Terry Rozier has, you know, kind of that mid-range pull-up. Jimmy will get you a lot in the mid-range, but he's not sort of a speed-down-the-court pull-up in the mid-range type of guy. Obviously, he can. Bam can. But you're really looking at Terry and Tyler for that sort of thing. And yeah, he really just didn't seem to have too much rust, especially getting to the rim. He got to the rim a few times, had like a nice left-hand layup on Jalen Green, and I was impressed because in the past, he would have got blocked a lot of the time trying to get to the rim. And I know it's only been one game against not a very great team who was missing their starting center and a bunch of other things, but I do like what I saw from Tyler Hero today. And on the Rockets, honestly, nobody was particularly impressive. I guess the leading scorer ended up being Jalen Green, 21 points for him. Now, they did have, what's that, 7 guys in double figures, so that's impressive. But obviously, they're now eliminated from playoff contention. You had Tari Eason with the Warriors come out to play shirt. They got the ass busted yesterday by the Warriors. And although that Rockets team has had a great season, and just a week ago, they were coming off 10 straight wins, they've become a bit of an embarrassment over the last week. I guess I should note, too, Cam Whitmore, 12 points for him on 4-12 shooting. There's been a lot of debate amongst Heat fans whether the Heat should have taken Jaime Jaquez or Cam Whitmore. And in their matchup today, like I said, Cam Whitmore, 12 points on a nasty 4-12 shooting. And Jaime Jaquez, 12 points on 5-7 shooting. So do with that information what you will. I'm talking to you, Roy L.A. Shepard. I told you Jaime Jaquez Jr. is the better rookie. And that's really all I got to say for this video. The Miami Heat play the Indiana Pacers on Sunday. So make sure y'all like and subscribe because that's going to be a great one. Because the Miami Heat are a half a game back of Indiana, and likely whoever wins that game will be the 6th seed and gets to avoid the play-in tournament, which I want to do desperately. Also, make sure y'all subscribe because literally right after this, I'm recording a video with my boy Ernest of Miami Heat Talk. A lot of y'all that watch this channel might watch that one. We're going to do a little bit of video in video, one on his channel, one on my channel. I think it'll be up tomorrow, which is Saturday. So y'all are not going to miss that. Like and subscribe. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.